Hallelujah. Praise God. Sorry, why standing? Open your Bible, 2 Corinthians 6. Just open 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6. Amen. Thank you. Okay, let's read from verse 1 together. Let us read straight from verse 1 down. One to go, yes, sir.
Amen. I'll focus together on him. Also, and he God in faith of God in me. Hey, I have led you. Day of salvation arise upon you. For now is your second time. For now is the day of salvation. For all things,
yes, remember, yes.
But in all things, I have only yourself and the ministers of God, in all patience, I am sure you to be necessary.
Yes. Making many rich, possessing all things. With unbelievers, yes, keep reading. Shall be my sons and daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, as we start today, if somebody said 10 years from now, 30 years from now, when wife comes, when babies come, I will yet find you in the will of God. Tell that to two more people. Thank you. Well, yeah. If the wife have come, I will yet find you in the will of God. I will yet find you in the will of God. I will yet find you in the will of God. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. I will yet find you in the will of God. I will yet find you doing the Father's will. I will yet find you taking pleasure in ministry. I will yet find you doing what you are already doing today. I will yet find you in the will of God. Amen. So, let's start. Oh, MT, welcome. Aaron, everybody's around. Awesome. Pastor, welcome, sir. Thank you, sir. So, don't zone anyone out in your outreaches, in your evangelism. As you reach out, as you share the word, ensure you don't zone people out by, like, maybe mistakenly or by default. Don't see somebody and you assume in your mind that this one is not fit for the ministry, or this one cannot do this thing, or this one is a superior sinner, all those type of mentality. Please don't have it in your evangelism. It will always make you like, just today, I think I went out to repair a car, and as somebody was under the car, and that guy that was there looking very dirty, normal mechanic now, so tattered everything. Just went to him. And funny enough, you would think somebody like that is just a the nobody. And I asked him, I said, what do you believe about salvation? And surprisingly, his answer, some men of God cannot even give it. He said, salvation, the guy just paused. It's like you just remember something he learned years ago. The salvation is like, before he was watching the machine on his phone, the salvation is like a rescue. Ah. I just opened my mouth. Ah. So, please, I want to say, please, can you preach to me? This is like a rescue. I said, wow. So I now explained to him, I said, okay, so do you mean you are saying salvation is when someone stood in your place? Exactly. That salvation is something, a judgment that belongs to you. Somebody took it out of your pen, and the guy saved you. A mechanic. Because I now took him further. And he now got to a place and now asked me, say, okay, say, with all we have said, say, okay, if the Spirit of God now tells me something, why can't I form a denomination based on, because then we now spoke about different things, churches that don't wear slippers, sorry, I don't wear shoes to church, etc. That Joshua's church, and he now said, so he said, but why is it wrong for us to form an institution based on what the Spirit tells us? He said, awesome. I think you need to listen to some series. And I answered him, of course. But the surprising thing was just that starting point. Don't zone anyone out. Don't assume that this one is a sinner. And beside him, some people are drinking. Beside him, some people are, and as we are speaking, others are not listening. So another thing like, I say, Baba, you want to preach to this one? Say, you know, if you preach to him, you're not advancing now. Say, you are the advancing now. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, just to start today, let me explain something I explained to him today. You know, Jesus is both our Savior and our Master. Jesus is both our Savior and our Master. Now, e.g., for instance, for salvation, we present Jesus to the man as a Savior, as the Savior. That's for salvation. But for ministry, listen to me this carefully, we present same Jesus as the Master in salvation. Master in salvation. Or as the Master based on salvation. That means, for salvation, I simply teach the guy that Jesus came, died for your sin, rose again. I ensure I stick with that. He forgives your sin. So I am not telling him yet about the responsibilities that Jesus gives us. I'm not telling him that salvation is by coming to church regularly. Salvation is by doing this, is by that. No, I am not saying that. So for salvation, you stick with the fact that Jesus is Savior. But in ministry, now the very careful point is, some people only present Jesus as just a master. Just street. Bah! He's your master. He's your Lord. Mm-mm. He is the master where? In salvation, not just the master. Not just any our master. Master in salvation. Or master based on salvation. It is when you just present him as just the master, that is when you will be telling some saints that they can lose their salvation if they do something wrong. When you preach a merciless Jesus to saints, no. I mean, saints right now. So, and that character of Jesus, please, in ministry, you must amplify the same. You must exemplify the same. You must replicate the same. As leaders, don't have a merciless pattern. Somebody will beg, and you say no. Don't have that mindset of Second Peter, First Peter chapter 5, say not as lords over God's heritage, right? But as examples to the flock. Say, Jesus is our master in salvation. So it's not just like the earthly masters that we only bring demand without help, that we only bring demand without grace, that we only bring demand without succor, that we only bring demand without telling you the how, that we only tell you what to do without supplying the strength. In fact, he's our master because he saved us. He's our master because he loved us. People just say, before God can do something for you, before Jesus can bless you, before he can heal you, you must do this, you must do that. It's because you are just showing him as a master, he's the master in the love, in the same love of God, not outside. He does not change his personality after he saved you. Some people say, do you know why before when you are a young Christian, that's what somebody told Pastor Nanga that now, that if you grow up spiritually, all your prayer points that are always answered, they will not be answered again. I say, don't worry, I will not grow. So it's a baby Christians that before they pray, God will just answer. But when you cannot grow mature, God will say, hold on. Endure it. Hallelujah. If there's anything that changes, it's us. It's just familiarity. Maybe before, when you just hear, professional by is coming, you are so, he's coming, I will be blessed. But when familiarity now says you now start looking at him as, That's what happens. It's not because God now starts doing that. You have grown up, now you are Father Abraham. You will tarry in that bosom a little longer. No. Glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Master in salvation. Say, I teach Jesus as the Lord and Master in salvation, not outside salvation. Please don't forget that in salvation, in the love of God. Yes, we are firm, yet we are also loving. We are not a Christian. Please, some people see like this. I'm a very meticulous person. Some people can enter the church and they can find every chair that is not straight. Ping. This one now. Ting, small. My leg is straight. Small. Yeah. Just every teeth must be dots, not sharp. Hallelujah. I know that's not our Lord. Praise God. That's not our Lord. Don't have that. Drop it. It's not in Christ. It's not a Christ thing. Drop it. Don't use that for ministry. Don't say that everybody must be at your spec. Nobody is at your spec. Nobody came here to be your spec. Are you with me? They are at Jesus' spec. And we don't know how that spec is. But by the word. Anyway. But I hope you go what I'm saying. If you have this type of I came out where we must always get everything right in ministry, relax. Some saints we poop at you will not push them away. Praise God. Some saints we just be naughty and you will calm down. You don't say, as they give me, I will give you. We don't do that in church. Praise God. Say, in church, it's beyond my Father's house. It's our Father's house. So, 2 Timothy now, 2 verse 1. Must always know that. Always know that. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And he now tells you how to be strong. Verse 2 is really, to me, it's really how to be strong. Verse 2, please rest, read if you are there with me. Help me. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 now. Verse 2. Let's read verse 2. Yes, sir. Want to go? And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Come on again, verse 2. Want to go? Help me. Things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to. Can you see from here that number one, write this down. Timothy is not to do ministry alone. We are not to do ministry alone. That is one lesson you can learn from that verse. You don't plan doing ministry alone. Don't plan being the only man on the scene. Don't plan being the only one that can heal the sick. Don't plan being the only one that can raise the dead. Don't plan being the only one, the only man of God, the G. The one when he appears, everywhere trembles. Amen. Sammy, where's the note? Big. What's that? Who gave you? Report it. You have asked them for the standard. Drop a standard for him. Give him standard. Stanley is not in church. Now, you know, it's not at cover. It's inside somewhere. Okay, copy. Okay, sorry. Let's focus. Verse 2. Sorry. What did I say firstly? What was the first point I said, please? Thank you. So, secondly, ensure the continuity of the ministry you have received. Ensure the continuity. The same thing I told you must not end with you. It must not end with you. Ensure the continuity of the ministry that you have received. Ensure the continuity. This is how to love Jesus. Oh. Loving Jesus is not about coming to singing, "Hey, oh Jesus, I love you. Oh, you are the love of my heart. Love you from the depth." This is not the depth of your heart. Depth of your heart means sincerity. That's meaning. It's a figure of speech. Sheng Bami. I mean, you hear me? That's the meaning of depth. When you are saying from the depth of my heart, don't put your hand there. Yeah, from the, like I repeat, from the depth of, that's not the depth. Depth is sincerity. Hallelujah. So ensure this is how to love Jesus. That thing you know, ensure that knowledge is duplicated to many more. Also, learn to locate and revere faithful men. Learn to, it's a learning. It may not be easy to some people. Learn to know or learn to locate and revere faithful men. Learn to locate and revere faithful men. Learn to locate them. Know how to locate faithful men. Not everyone will be faithful initially. Learn to locate. You will see a lot of people. Some people say, right down, sir. I go, sir. Anywhere you go, sir, I am with you, sir. And maybe you are now seeing somebody that is beside, that is just doing like he's not interested, he's just doing smart. This one is not, serious. But this one, just see, where's divine? Oh, it's not here. Anything for the Lord, sir. And you think that's enough for faithfulness. You will learn it. To locate such and reverse such. When you come say, Pastor, my outreach this week, should I hear you's testimony? Pastor, as I just stepped before the woman, I just saw that her husband left her. Pastor, as I gave her like this, I just fell down. So I get up. But I'm not done. See the NRT. See that I. Pastor, do you know what happened? Then I gave her more. She broke in tears. Pastor, then I sat down. I said, sorry, my wife can do that better. I'm not anointed for such portfolio. So when you just see somebody like that, just, say, wow. She said, sir, brother, can you just come and preach? Can you share? Can you, next thing is, can you just share with us how God, learn to locate and revere? Which type of men? Faithful men. It takes time, okay? It takes time. It takes time. For instance, do you know there was a time that we do video here, even on Monday? There's some people think then that we have picked this standard forever. Are we still doing it today? No. But if you had complained then, in my mind, I'll just mark you this one. Danger point. Flee. Learn to locate such. They may not look like much. They may not look like they have known. In fact, they may not even score 80. Don't. But don't fall to that. Don't score 80 over. But they may not score 80. They may not score high mark. But they will be there. They will always be there. Praise God. Okay. So also number four right now. Surround yourself with such ministry-minded people. Surround yourself with such ministry-minded people. Don't surround yourself with people maybe because of their wealth, social status, academic status, marital status. No, I'm a married Christian. I must surround myself. That is so bad, so funny. In those are old churches, now I have married women council. married men of Rehoboth or something. Men of Issachar. Okay, men of Issachar. And you don't see any young man, any Esther, the Esther generation. Then we have the women of Valor. Then who are the women of Proverbs 31? What's their name again? The wise woman. Right, vicious. You're not vicious. Now have them. Now start categorizing. Surround yourself with ministry-minded people, whether married or unmarried. Let those ones be the one that helps you to call the shots. Thank you. So again, the things which thou have heard of me, we are reading 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. Among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Say, I don't back out in hard times. Hallelujah. That's the point. Say, when hard time comes, I will yet persist until I obtain the victory and add that to my CV. That's the point. When hard times come, you persist, obtain the victory, add it to your CV. Add it to your portfolio. Don't back out in hard times. That's why we read this place. Go back to that 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And sufficient is Christ. Sufficient is Christ. I don't. Sufficient is Christ. Okay, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 3 now. 6 verse 3. Giving no offense in anything. Giving no offense in anything. Giving no offense in anything. That's a lot, right? That's a lot. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Can you see that? That means for the sake of the ministry, there are times that you ought to shout back out. But that the ministry be not blamed. Verse 4. Let's read together again. Want to go? But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Please, that word approving means exhibiting. I must portray, exhibit, present myself as a minister of God in these things, despite these scenarios. Come what may, I have to put myself together as a minister of the gospel. Come what may, I have to put myself together, comport myself as a minister of the gospel. And the first thing there is in much afflictions. That's a lot. In much afflictions. Affliction means when you are under pressure. From the Greek word there. When you are under pressure, don't back out on the ministry. Or don't back down from your commitment. When you are under pressure, afflictions, don't back out on the ministry. Don't back down your commitment. Exhibit yourself yet as a minister of God. See that word? In affliction. Then you say in necessities and in distresses. This is what happens. When things just go haywire, you just see Christians start behaving like they never knew the scripture. In necessity and distresses. That word actually means in calamities and extreme calamity. That word is actually a bit the same, but it means like in calamity and in extreme calamity. That is necessity and distresses. It's like calamity and extreme calamities. Say, despite these situations, you must yet exhibit yourself, approve yourself, show yourself, present yourself as a minister of God. Very positive. Let me tell you one more example. You know, at times when you entered an environment, you went to a state to preach, and maybe the whole state or that town is given to homosexuality, or they are just given to some perversions. You know, it's easy for you to just say, now I am an anti-homosexuality preacher. You are not serious. You are a Christ preacher. Come what may. People don't determine your message. And people are stealing, or maybe you got so you are now preaching in Aso Rock, and people are stealing, and they say, hey, all of you, hell, hell, hell. That's not your message.
you approve yourself as a minister of the gospel despite the situations. I'm not saying you are now a pro-homosexuality messenger, but for you to now forget all you have been sent to do and all you are not talking about is you that you are doing this, you that you are, that's not your portfolio. Face the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen to me, oh. I'm not saying you indulge such people. I'm just saying you will not now say, okay, therefore, people, like for instance, people have not even believed the gospel. They're not even sure if they believe. I'm saying, now, let's do a series, homosexuality, 1 to 10. From which scripture? From Romans 1:28, Genesis, where else will you use? But you know, you now start sharing experiences. It is the word of God that makes people better. It is that truth of Christ that makes men better, not the experiences you want to share. Or you got to a place, maybe like some villages in where my wife came from, they say there are so many witchcraft there. I say, because of these wishes, I am an anti-witchcraft preacher. How do we put it? I'm a demon destroyer. Thank you. Now, what you saw is correct. There are demons everywhere. Even in the day, you can see them on trees. Just look at them. Apostle, see that tree? Hey, it's a demon on top. Some environments, they are that thick. Like some place in Kogi State, Abi. Say their own wish. They won't fly in the day. Say, right now. Say, Father Abraham, we are good. Say, right now we'll be going to these territories. Sir. This is not about in Christ, too. Forgetting Christ. We must go. Yeah, we must present Jesus as the man of valor. Say, King, that's our flyer. Don't just put a lamp. Put dress. Let him to Photoshop me. Put a soldier. The armor. The Lord of the Rings. Something like that. Until you see somebody use the legend of a seeker for preaching. Legend of a seeker. The armor of Thor. Until I see people that they brought Yahoo Plus to church. You know what they call Yahoo Plus? Machetes. Say, oh yeah, right now, everybody bring us your plus. Oh yeah, on that day. And give your neighbor some space. On top of what? Come what may, the audience. See, even if your member, in fact, your head usher, after service, he just bring out the rap. Wow, we celebrate you, Father. Don't, because of that, change your whole orientation. Because if you are changing based on people, you will change. You will so change. You will be changed. Do you know what? You know, there was a time I even thought, those are foundations, very serious, that PEF was a sin. PEF. I don't know if you have that. Once have that. So once you just, anybody is just, what? You pass by somebody and you, And the first day I wore jeans, oh God, I want to die. The condemnation was so heavy. Gee, because they said it's the devil's word. Devil's trouser. Jeans. Just jeans. Oh God, legalism is stupid. Stupid. So I'm just saying, you must approve yourself as a minister of God despite the situation. You must preach the same Bible with same Christ emphasis. Yes, must you correct the unruly people? Yes. But don't now form an empire of don't major on the issue of the people. Like, you are not majoring. You are saying, I must address this issue. I must finish this issue. I must stay on this. I sit down on top of this matter. Mm-mm. Sit down on top of Christ. Is that clear, guys? Say, come what may. I approve myself as a minister of the gospel. So, yes, we have just finished necessities and distresses. Verse 5, in stripes. Wow. In imprisonment. That's a lot. In tumults. Tumult means instabilities. Instabilities. In labors. Labors, that's trouble. In washing. Washing means sleeplessness. Sleeplessness. In fastings. Tumult means instabilities. Labor, that means trouble. Washing, that means sleeplessness. Despite these things, you must yet approve yourself, showcase yourself as the minister of the gospel. By pureness, by knowledge. You see, that's what I'm saying. By knowledge. By pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of the truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Verse 8, by honor and by what? That's a lot, right? Honor and dishonor. Even during open shame, that's the meaning of dishonor, the open shame. When there is open shame, somebody dishonored you, you must yet showcase yourself as a minister of the gospel. The other one is the one I didn't like at all. Nobody should like it. But yet, what's there? Let's read, yes. By what? By evil reports. And good reports. By honor, by dishonor. Some people, honor is the reason why they will say, yes. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. That's how they destroyed the life of that guy. Saul killed one. David killed 10. David Baba. So when they hail you, what happens to your head? I've arrived, glory. I've said it, that the vision is yet for an appointed time. It shall speak. Do it tarry. Wait for it. I've waited now. I've entered into my rest. I know our problem. Hope you know our problem is not that we don't know Bible. That we are so carried away with. The first rule to understanding the Bible is forget about your needs. Your needs. What you want. Forget it. Focus on God's needs. Focus on what God wants you to have. PG, why will you read Enter into my rest in Hebrews 4 and you'll be thinking to enter into your rest is to marry a rich man? Why? If you don't have that idol in your eyes. Is that not your rest, ladies? What's your rest now? And it's a prayer point. Too. Say, the Lord will say to you, Amen. It's because you have something in your mind before you read the Bible. That is why every time you see something, you quickly apply it to your situation. No. So, anyway, I'm talking about honor. In honor, when men honor you, you must not, because of that, change your. Now start forming, start thinking. Like, I love what Pastor Nkapu said today. He said the word, which word? The word leader is used in the Bible just 6 times. But the word servant, over 900 times. Yet, we are having leadership conference. Leadership. How do we, they don't pray in such conference. What's your church growth conference, like, you want to grow your church, come. They don't pray. They say, yes, okay, let us pray. Yes, Father, we are here. Help us. Amen. Sit down. Yes, you must know your onions. In church, you must know those who are for you. You must know the alligators from the crocodile. You must know those who carry. You must. Huh? Those who carry and those who what? Okay, let's forget that. Sorry. I don't know where you are going. So therefore, you must, it's not, church is not just about these pre-coco guys. There are some people that God ordained them to be kingdom financiers. How many of such people do you have in this place? Oh, God. This is like some women that minister to the needs of Jesus. Such women, we didn't really see them cast out demons. They were not healing the sick, but in their own way, they are supporting the ministry of the Savior. God has not called everybody to preach like that. No, if you say preach at all, they will quickly say, "Ah, this is not," but they, like that. And so some people, they can do their preaching true. They preach in the kitchen. Just like your wife in the ministry, she ought not to know many Greek words, but she must not harangue the ladies. Say, "Woman of Issachar, are you far?" Whatever their name is. Sisters, praise God. It's our celebration Sunday. Hallelujah. Are you ready to dance? Put on your dancing shoes and choir will give us God has helped us again. Praise God. Okay, everybody say, okay. Say thank you, Pastor. No, it's bad. It's bad. It's easy for you to forget yourself once things have increased. Say, "Wow, I'm a pastor." Why should you say with your mouth, "I'm a pastor of 10,000 congregation. I pastor 10,000. You know, even in this church, even all of you that are here, I'm not the pastor of all of you. Even if you are here, should I give you an example of somebody I'm not his pastor? Actually, let me explain what I mean. It's true. You can be pastoring somebody and the person is not receiving your pastoring. So you don't think, so you are just a liar. You can't just say you are a pastor of 10,000. What you preached last Sunday, tell 10,000 to come and reproduce it. So what we are doing is also to sell ourselves to you that, "Please now, bookie, let me pastor you, man. Let me pastor you." Say, "I don't go agree." She will not say it. She will not say it openly. Attitude, response, midweek service, all shows. So why are you glorying in the number that once you have a better church that is called Glass Church, they can easily port to what they call moving from one country to one country. Migration, thank you, sir. No. And moreover, go ye to how many? All the. So calm down, your 10,000. All the world is billions. Calm down. Praise God. Okay, thank you. So by honor, by dishonor, by evil reports and good reports, as deceivers, yet true. Evil reports, defamation. When somebody defame you, will you just. No, defamation. Somebody that is already high up here. Maybe a pastor here. I just call you one day. You pastor, stand on that chair. Throughout the message. Yeah, Amy. Ha. It me with average of 90 in the Edifier Assembly. Me, so winner. You are the so winner. Me, yeah, you stand on that chair. She's doing it, but in her mind, she's not doing it. You understand? This guy, she's doing it. So, evil report. What if lies are thrown against you? Lies, scandals. What will you do? Verse 9, as unknown, yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Wow. Say this ministry that I have found. Come on, help me. Say this ministry that I have found. Nothing in heaven and on earth is enough to take it away from me. That's what he's saying. Nothing in heaven and on earth should be enough to take it away from you. Nothing. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Say the ministry of Jesus. I stand strong. Say, I am a still light, not a visitor, not a scotter. You are a still light. Say, I am here to stay. Come what may, I am here to stay. Let not issues move you. Nothing should move you. Approve yourself as a minister of the gospel. Despite rejection, despite defamation, despite dishonor, despite watching, sleeplessness. Okay, go back to 2 Timothy right now. 2 verse 4. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him. Please open that. To entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. At times, the affair there also means the opinion. The opinion of people. If you live your life based on people's opinion, anytime your mom that is in Kano say, or that is in Port Harcourt say, see what I'm doing to your life. See you. You are not married. You are not doing it. And you are preaching everywhere. And you allow that to enter you. You are entangled with their fear, with the opinion of the world. With the opinion. You are allowing somebody, you are living your life based on, you are coming to church and say, if I carry this big Bible, they'll be looking at me as I'm too serious. Let me use my phone Bible. Why? Because of people. God, people's opinion. Say, if I preach here now, if I preach in this person, they will be thinking that I am just, let me just keep calm. People's opinion. Opinion is just opinion. What's an opinion? What's people's opinion? Opinion. And opinions change. Donald Trump was once what is his name, Jerry? Mike Tyson's financial advisor. Today he's the president of the whole country. Opinions change. If that one is telling him that you are good for nothing, go, I sack you. Well, today, he has the country. You don't live your life based on people's opinion. You are just competing. They must know that I'm a was up guy. I'm a girl in town. No, I'm not in town. Say, I'm in Christ. Say, I'm not in town. I'm in Christ. And Christ is in town. Pushing the gospel anyway. Amen, amen. So, don't live your life based on people's. Don't be entangled. Please write this in your notes like this. I must not be entangled. I must not be caged with people's opinion. I must not be caged with people's opinion. That it might please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Okay, back to 2 Timothy 3:15 now. Sorry, is this stopping demonic activities? This series 2, part 2. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, 3:15, 2 Timothy 3:15, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So we don't just quote Scriptures, we explain with the understanding of Christ. That's what we explained yesterday. I say, don't just quote Scripture. Don't just quote. No, you are not a quoter. You are an explainer. You have to explain Scripture, especially the Old Testament. So, what do we use for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction? Is it the Bible or Bible study? That's what I said yesterday. What we use as doctrine is Bible study. What we use to correct a saint is Bible study. What we use for as instruction is Bible study, not just read anything. And Simon killed Saul. Just read. People are not just serious. Just read in 1 Samuel chapter 15 that, and God said, Saul, yes, go and kill all the Amalekites. Kill all of them. Kill everything. And you just conclude that God is a killer based on that. You are not serious. You have not studied. You just read. You must study. Just like Job. Chapter 1, rubbish, 2, rubbish, 3, rubbish, 4, 5, 6, until chapter 42. Of course, you know why I said that it came yesterday. So, God wants us to rely on Bible study. You know, people can just read Bible and assume anything. Imagine the guy, one guy that wants to substantiate homosexuality from the Bible. Say, eh? Are you sure? Say, yes. Yeah, show me. And he opened that what's his name again? And David loved, no, and Saul, Jonathan loved David with all his might. See? So what's the meaning of that? That is, you know, that's just foolishness. Extreme. With all his might. So, very clear. Rely on Bible study for doctrine. Rely on Bible study for reproof. Rely on Bible study for correction. Rely on Bible study for instruction. All we are doing right now is Bible study. It's the result of Bible study. Before I can come to you, I must have studied. And also, I also said, the epistles are the Bible studies of the Old Testament. Or the epistles are also the studies of the Old Testament. So the reason why the epistles looks clearer, why it looks like I can easily read 3 verses in the epistles and understand, is because it's already explaining something else. It's an explanation. The epistles are the Bibles, are the studies of the Old Testament. So when he's saying study to show yourself, I mean all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable. That word profitable, that's a game changer. Profitable. That means what we are looking for right now is not just the cost price, not itself, it's the profit. That means I must have traded, I must have done some business, then I will obtain the profit. When I look at all scripture, I must look at it very well, then I bring out the profit. I will look at things, draw the line. Oh, in this age, see what happened. See this one. You read everything, then you bring out the profit. Not that you read and somebody said, Exodus chapter 12, 14, yes, and put the blood post, put the blood on the lintel of your house, so when the destroyer, when God is coming, he will pass you by. No, that is serious. Yes, a place if you read, you say that it's God that will pass you by, that God will pass you by. God will not enter your house to kill you. And later you still sing songs like, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior." Are we not confused? Just pray that God pass me by today because you are coming to kill. Then tomorrow, because you are in a crusade, say, God will just say, tell me, which one should I do? Stick with one. So that's the danger in just la-read-la-do. Someone say, how many of you have done that thing too before? Just we are looking for God to speak to you. Just open. Anywhere. Say truth. How many of you have done it before? Everybody. Say, God, today, I'm going out. Just do something. Pray. What do you read? And Jesus thanked himself. You read now, pow, go and do likewise. And now, pow, what thou doest, do it quickly. And now, pow, what are you still waiting for? The Bible is not a talisman. It's for study. Somebody say, but some of you will not be thinking, I have an experience that where the Bible, when I just opened it like that and I heard something and the thing rescued me from a danger. It's an experience. Keep quiet. Just glorify God for that experience and what? Keep quiet. Shut up. If I tell all of you to come and be sharing all your experience, church will scatter. Amen. Your experience will not help anybody. What God has ordained to help the world is Bible study. Do not go sharing your experience. I'm so close to God right now. He drinks tea with me. He's not soft. Say, does God like sugar in his tea? No, he loves it plain. No, he's the Lord. He's on diet. Say, you ask some people, why? You say, God specially told me that I must not be wearing earring.
of everything that God could have been telling you in heaven and earth, of all everybody that is going to hell, of the whole ministry in the whole world, the only thing that God remember to tell you, that you remember, two things. So, the only thing that God remember to tell you, and that you do not remember, is your ring.
Something is wrong somewhere.
Something is terribly wrong. Say, well, I know this truth is not bad, but God specially, you are just condemned. Go away. God specially told me.
You know, the ladies that they said that they went out of orientation camp because they cannot wear. Now they will be feeling like, ha ha.
No, I overcame it. Ah,
they will be feeling. This heaven is our own, sir. Tell her, do you speak in tongues? Leave tongues. This one, holiness.
So, Bible study. That's the point. That's what is missing. People just read the Bible. Just read, the woman is not to put on that which pertains. Full stop. Okay, let's do it. Are you ready? Yes. Go to the Bible days. Men, what do they wear?
Skirt. Aaron, skirt.
Skirt.
I don't know. How would I look in skirt? Seriously?
Just wondering.
Father Abraham, how are we going to be put of us? Very terrible, right? The Antichrist.
So, like, and that is simple. If you read very well, you will see that he was not speaking about the literal thing. He was speaking about these transgender things. When a woman will dress like a man so as to deceive the people that he is a man and not a woman. Do you understand what I'm saying? When a man right now, we masquerade, dress like a woman, like we that we serve in the north, we see things then. So that, you know, then it's women and men, they don't come in close contact, right?
So, and you know, devil will always outsmart any.
The children of the devil will always outsmart anything.
Yeah. So the man too will also wear hijab, right? And we put everything. And with the real woman, we have two people in hijab, one fake, one real, but both of them, they can do things together on the streets because at least they are in hijab. So
that was what he was saying. Don't deceive. He's talking about deception. Deception.
You now bring that out. So let us leave the rest. So where we?
Yeah. So I say we use Bible study. Bible study. Not just Bible.
Just read and God cleared the whole world with flood. And God said, okay, today, don't worry, I won't do it again.
Full stop. Read everything. You see that he said, you now ask the question, wait. So this Noah, why was he not destroyed?
Noah found grace. Found grace. I mean, to that people, they didn't find grace. Who gives the grace? Okay, God gives grace. Okay, why did God give Noah grace? Why didn't he give grace? Because he was a drunkard. So why is he the only one that found grace? Okay, he had faith. Okay, next question. Okay, why didn't the flood come until Noah entered the ark? Something is missing. Then you go to Isaiah. Isaiah will answer the question. And glory to God, we have the New Testament to finish everything for you.
You must study.
See, our brain is not for game. You have a game, you play that Candy Crush, that thing. That thing is demonic. Open up. I'm joking. But if you know, that's the issue. They say the thing reached level what? 500, Abby?
I was talking 99 for last 4 years or so. Like, and after I did that level 100 for like 6 times, I just uninstalled it.
Somebody say the thing reached 500. That would be rich.
So, our mind, okay? If think about it, look at all the inventions that has gone nice in the world today. Inventions. Oh God.
Do you know what your mobile phone is capable of doing? Electronics is still one of the most fantastic things because that is the thing that is changing everything else. Electronics. Because it's bringing speed and everything. Like, car right now, cars has not really, it's not a car is improving. The design of cars since 1980s, 1990s, that's still the same design. Just cylinder engines, piston ring, carburetor, everything. What made everything, what's not carburetor, they're using injectors right now. But what changed everything is electronics. So cars are getting better because of electronics. Everything else, communication, telephone is not new. What is changing the world of telephone is electronics. And guess what? It's just brain work, mental work. Men have thought, invented. Like, you see a wristwatch. Wristwatch! So today, there are some shops you enter. You just pray, God, may I not enter this type of shop again in my life? They say, how much is that watch? $200,000. Sir! Do you know me know that? That is like 8 brand new Islander put together, one watch. Brand new Islander, 8 of them, but one watch. You just say, God, in the name of Jesus, may I not step into this type of place? Or just like the joke of this guy that he said, that he entered a shop in London, say, you want to buy a jacket. Say, how much is the jacket? Say, jacket is, say, it's 20,000. Remember? 100,000 pounds. Hey, hey. Say, why? Say, the thing is made of crocodile skin. The guy say, how much is the real crocodile? So, if people have just put invention. So, I'm just saying, men can brainstorm and see all your field of study. You see some books. Ah, kilele. Who? See, and this, Aristotle said, this one said, just, So, to tell you that men did not discover God is just a priority error. Not that we cannot reason on this Bible and find out the truth. We don't have time. I asked my wife before God delivered her from the spirit of storybook. You know, I think God just delivered yesterday. And deliverance is still half. God has not finished it. Storybook like this. 3 months. Bah, finish. Ah, you see? They have the portfolio. For Bible, what is there? Just Habakkuk and Jonah and Sam. The only one that is boring is that Chronicles. When they'll be reading and I'll be got Sheyi and Sheyi be got Shelemiah. That's the one that is boring there. So, it's not, the issue is man had plenty of alternatives for God. That's how it looks like. Is all this thing we are saying is difficult. It's not difficult. And that song still rings a lot. And it should ring a lot in your mind. The one who gave us life deserves to be served with the very life he gave. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, let's continue. So go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 now. 16, 17. 17 now said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Go to verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So how should I continue? Simplicity. Please write that down. How should I continue? Also, simplicity. Luke chapter 10, 21. Simplicity. Luke 10, 21. Let me wait for you. Thank you. The one who gave us life deserves to be served by the very life he gave. Luke 10, 21. Let me know when you are there, please. Let's all open. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, let's read it. Yes, sir. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it seems good in thy sight. Well, if you are a student of God's word and God's action, if you are to reconstruct that place, you will see that it is better. It's like, it's not that thou hast hid it, is it? It was hidden from the wise and prudent. Let me explain. God. Okay, so we have two type of men. These are the wise and prudent. Wise and prudent. Then we have to, and that type of people there. Who are they? Babes, right? So wise and prudent, they are people, let's say they are meticulous, they do a lot of brainstorming, but they are wise. That wiseness is worldly wise, actually, not godly wise. But we have another type of people, babes. So he's saying this thing is hidden from the wise and prudent, but revealed to babes. That would mean what is hiding it is the character of the people, not God. Because who changed? Man, right? We have a change of men. We have two type of men, but one God. One God, right? But two men. Just try and put that down. I don't know how you can put that down. It is the, somebody should help me to construct that in a better language. In a sentence. First, construct it in your notes, then tell us. It is a character, it's the character of the man that hides it, not God, or something like that. You can put that better. What determines if you will know is your character. It's not God's making. That is what I'm trying to portray. But who can help me to put it out better, please? Please say again, sir. Is the character of the wise and prudent lock? That locks away. Then let's that locks away the revelation of God. Yes, is the simplicity of the babes, right? That reveals God to man. Awesome. I love that. Any other person? Feel free. That means if God is saying the same thing, a type of people will hear. Some people will not hear because of their character, because of who they are, not because of God. So, this is my question. What makes a babe a babe? Or what makes a man a babe? What makes a man a babe? Well, we may say it's environment. We may say influences, but majorly it is himself. Don't forget what we taught you under influences. No matter how the influence that is flying around, it's still up to you to either accept or to reject, right? So that means at the end of the day, nobody will be judged because of the influence. You will be judged because of what you receive. Praise God. 22. So write this down. The simple heart will always find God. The simple heart will always find God. The simple heart will always find God. 22. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. So who will the Son reveal him to? Okay, am I too fast? I just want us to close early so that people can go home. 22. Let's read again. Want to go? Help me. Yes. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and to whom the Son will. So who will the Son reveal him to? Babes, right? Those with a simple heart. Okay, 23. And he turned unto disciples and said privately, blessed are your eyes which see the things you see. So, for instance, you know, he now turned to the disciples and said, you guys know, that means you are the example of these babes. You are the example of those who are understanding. Why? Check John 6:64. Because when offenses came, they stayed. They never left. When offenses came, they stayed. They stayed. See John 6:64. This is the character of a babe. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto my Father no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. That phrase, given unto me, unto him, of my Father, is a character that describes what? What does this describe? Babe, the same thing. Babe. Look at your Bible. You understand what I'm saying? Look at it. John 6:65. This is Bible interpretation right now. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. Just say after me. Say my simple heart. It's a gift of God. I've explained that. And that is Romans 5 now. Abi, we have explained that over and over again. Yeah. So that thing that why you obeyed God is, although it's your obedience, you don't obey God, but we give it to God's glory. Because we have many people that does not have it to your simple words. This is time that maybe I didn't know what they are showing on TV right now. Maybe it's Super Story. Maybe you ought to be there watching Super Story. Or you ought to, maybe this is our fine brother. Yeah, I think you should be off. This is time you're supposed to take your babe out to Cedar Crest. No, sorry. to somewhere nice. But you are here hearing God's word. See my simple words? It's a gift of God. Say, I treasure it. Say, I don't take pride in stubbornness. Say, I don't envy stubborn people. Come on, say it with me. Say, I don't envy stubborn people. Yeah. So, when your friends are saying, me run your, I know they send you. You just want to peel and say, me too. Nah, I know they send. Tell her, I send. Yeah, they send. I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm in Christ. I send. Mumaran run you. So all this, I don't take it. We take nonsense. Write it down. In Christ, we take nonsense. Don't write it. Let me see it. We take nonsense. Write it, oh. What we read in 2 Corinthians 6 is nonsense. You don't understand? In honor, in dishonor, in good report, in evil report, that means shit will come. Say, thank you, sir. You will take it home. Now, wash it at home. Not you, not wash it there. Hallelujah. Praise God. First, understand what I'm trying to say. So don't take pride in stubborn. Don't say, once people are just pooping around that, exam. Pashi. Tell her, me, I don't have that mind. Me, liar. Then, liar. Me, liar. Tell me, I don't have it. Well, me, liar means, I don't get mind. No get mind. Then I say, thank you. I don't get mind. That's why I'm born again. That's why you are like this. That's why you are like this. It's because you get mind. People who have mind, they are not the disciples of Jesus. Disciples are those who they don't have mind. They just simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, see, verse 66. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. 67. And then Jesus said unto 12, will you also what? Go away. 68. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and we are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of. Go back to Luke 10, 24 now. So the people that walk no more with him, they don't have the heart of a babe. They don't have the simple words. They are too complicated. You are reasoning too much. Don't over-reason. Relax. I'm talking about reasoning out of God's will. Don't overanalyze. Luke 10, 24. Again, don't forget, like all this one now, the normal youth will say this is a waste of time. You are wasting. Just like what Pastor Nika said in one of his messages that lady went out to preach, and my friend said, he's a Christian. And I said, so this is what you want to be doing with your life. So this is what you'll be doing with your life. You saw a believer preaching, doing what you ought to be doing. And you are telling him that, so this is what you'll be doing with your life. You, what are you doing with your own life? Okay, you are making money. You are sleeping around. What else? Amen. Praise God. Say, I love my life. The way it is. Like me or hate me. That's the point. I like it this way. Amen, amen. Okay, Colossians 2, verse 2 now. Thank you. Okay, I said Luke 10 now, right? 24. For I tell you that many prophets and kings, that's a lot. Many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Why? They don't have the, no. It's just the same simple as, well, I think this one is talking about dispensations. But yes, king here is, the king discussion is a simple as. Okay, Colossians 2 verse 2. Colossians 2 verse 2. That their hearts, might be comforted, being knit together in love. We studied this yesterday. and unto all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father, and of who? Of Christ. Remember, of God, of the Father, and of Christ. So that means the mystery of God is in Christ. We said that yesterday. The mystery of God is where? In Christ. Why? Because of verse 3, in whom, that is in Christ, are hid all the treasure of all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Christ is hid all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. So we must value Christology more than all the logos of men. We must value Christology more than eschatology. Christology must define theology for us. Again, see what he's saying, though. He's saying the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, of the Father, and of Christ. Now saying in whom, that means in Christ, is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So Christology must define theology for us. Christology must define eschatology. Christology must define ministry. And for this series right now, Christology must also redefine demonology for us. Demons. It must redefine. That means you might have had some ideas of demons before based on your dreams, visions, super stories, strange things, word of knowledge. But right now, it must be redefined. Let Christology redefine it for you. Like we read yesterday, where some people are saying, this is a god, this is offer to idol. This one is an idol, this one is that. And Paul said, an idol is nothing in this world. That's a lot, right? Nothing. Meaning that once I stand, who is an idol? The day Elijah was around, where did the bar? Where did he go? Awesome. They just escape. So that means we don't say power. There's a song in Yoruba. I think there should be an English version. Agbara jagbara lo, agbara jagbara lo, agbara lo ranju teshulo. So the meaning of that is that power, power of God is more than the power of Satan. Power, pass, power. So that is the song. And you know, and how do you sing it? There's another song. Jesus are the only fountain of Jesus power, super. Mami, water power, powerless power, Shango power, powerless power, Boogie's power, powerless power. Powerless. Boss, Jesus power. He just loves ceremony. Just love ceremony. How do you compare it? It's not comparison, man. No, you don't compare such. I'm trying to look for two things to compare to show you God that was Satan. Hey, I think a room and a country. Maybe let's find something less than a room. A room. Maybe the room is this room. Not a room like this. If you are still looking at a room like this, you see at least. Jesus. Down to the entire live stream now. like a cubicle. You know, he's strange. Say, God and Satan, they are fighting. Say, and there was war in heaven. And Michael said, God, you are your throne, I mean, get him. And God said, You remember that picture that they put Satan and Jesus, they are fighting. And the Satan was looking, based on the picture, Satan will win. Because you see Satan, come here. Bring it on. Abba. And we have, those are movies. Power of Satan, power of God. And this is the more we tell you, go, Joe. Then you say, Don't go. And the demon will say, go. Then you say, hey, I came, listen to your pastor, listen. So that will say, don't worry, nothing they happen. Now you're in charge. God versus Satan.
That's a lot of. Immediately you say God versus Satan, you have diminished God.
I read something in Rick Jonas' book long ago. That's that vision's book. He said, in the vision, he said, God said, he said, Jesus said, he said, I am even the light in my enemies. Of course, that must be interpreted well. But he said, I am even the light in my enemies. That means, if I am not around, nobody can be around. Hallelujah. Like, you know, his name is life. So, of course, he's talking about eternal life. But you try to understand me. Saying Christ is it all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Say no knowledge, say no knowledge must contradict my Christology. Okay, I'll deal more with this on Sunday. You know, it's easy for you to actually say that I see myself as God sees me. But you know, it's more difficult to see your neighbor as God sees him. Do that on Sunday.
Let your Christology define the believer. Let your Christology define who demon is, who demons are. They are defeated.
Hallelujah. Say demons are defeated. Say they are defeated. Say Christology says demons are defeated. I believe it. I don't believe my dreams. I don't believe my experiences more than Christology.
That's the point. It is all Christ. It's not your idea. It's not your demonic foundation. It's not your demonic where you came from. That village. Where that maybe they worship masquerade. They do this. They do that. That is not. You don't now define. Use that to raise Satan. Say Satan is powerful. We have something in Yoruba. Say Eshuo Lagbara, but Konigbala. That means Satan. He has so much power, but he does not have salvation. Imagine.
Mosiah has finished us. Oh, God. Let me not remember. Mosiah. I'm already remembering. One life. Agbaranla, ultimate power. Who did not watch ultimate power? Who did not watch it? I didn't say who watched it. Who did not watch it? You didn't watch it. You didn't watch ultimate power. You didn't watch it. That's why you are born again. Awesome.
He. Agbaranla. Ultimate power.
So in Christ is it. Is it. That's the point. It's Christ. In Christ. And so you just have a dream. You see something in your dream and you're running up and down. Imagine that you saw Ezed in your dream now. Ezed is eating. So you just saw Ezed. You saw your head is open in the dream. And Ezed is putting spoon inside her.
Just wake up. No one. Since Ezed is getting, anytime she's singing, I can't remember anything again. Yeah. So if the girl sits there, you will not even sit on the same room with her. Say, relax. Relax.
See, I see the believer. As God sees the believer.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Now say,
I think there's anybody here that I've not seen. Anyway, I'll come to that very soon.
You will see dreams. You will see a lot of things. Calm down. Let your Christology overcome that. When you see contrary things in your dreams and visions, let your Christology overcome that.
At times we correct people. God tells all things we correct.
But don't now treat the believer as an unbeliever because of what you see. Mm-mm. Thank you. Come on, let's be fast. So back to Colossians 2 now.
So we have left our ideas. We are back to the word. So verse 4, and I say this, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Please, let's learn this Greek word once and for all today. That word enticing, this is where Grace should get that thing from. P-I-T-H-A-N-O-L-O-G-I-A. Please write it down. You will pronounce it for me. P-I-T-H-N-O, P-I-T-H-N-O, Thanos, right? P-I-T-H-N-O, then L-O-G-I-A. P-I-T-H-O-N-O-L-O-G-I-A. So, pin what? Pitanologia. It means I sounding rubbish. That's the exact word. Pin, you just say, once you think just sound, piang! No?
pure high sounding nonsense. Say, do you know the names of the angels beside you? Do you want to know their names? I can show you. Enticing word. That means this one, it will sound so alluring. Oh God. So if you see a lady that is fair, like those at the back, they are from which kingdom? Marin kingdom.
That was very enticing. That's strange. So, for instance, now let me speak a bit on angels. Like e.g., we can infer from Hebrews 12 that angels are innumerable. Yet in the old Bible, we only have the name of two. Think about that. We know that angels are innumerable, right? But in the old Bible, how many names do we have? Two. What names? Michael and Gabriel. So, why don't we have the genealogy of angels? And we have the names of 200 of them. And today we have Angel Raphael from somewhere. We have, which one again? The Fatah is a lot. We have Uriel. Which one again? Yearly what? And somebody said that Satan, Lucifer fell because his name is not end with L. His name ends with ER. So that means God from the beginning already planned him to fall. And when everybody was, you don't know the name now. Sorry, I'm not sure his name. We have eight things. So God named everybody. Uriel, Raphael, Juliel, Juliet, Isabel, Grazel, Tolael. Akimel, you wale. Down the enter. Laliel, El, Joel, Abraham, El. Toel. Ariel. See, but when God wants to create Lucifer, he didn't call him El. He called him Lucifer. Just like, who is Lucifer here? Emmanuel Far, right? Akim Far. Tola Far. Divine. You know, that's where I'm going now. Oh my God. No, please, just don't go outside the Bible. Stay where, say what he says. Must you sound? Nah, that's not too deep. So a few will say, "Wow, Pastor, how can I get to half of your level, sir? Just half, sir. Help me. How can I get to just the half?" You know, say, "Don't worry. Come and see me in my house. I'll tell you how to measure up. Tell her, ministers, you understand that. So Colossians 2, verse 5. So you just, what is your name? I am a Tanga. You say I am a Tanga. Rubbish. What we heard is I am a Tanga. That's what we heard. So that we have two names. Let me explain this way. It means they are unique. It means they are not all the same. Again, write this down. That at least they told us two of their names. It means angels are unique. It means angels are not all the same. But that we are only told two names means don't focus on their names. Two now. It means they are unique. They have a personality. So in casting out demons, you don't need the name of any demon. The one that Jesus asked for his name is just to know how many are there. It's a legion. Say we are many. He said, yeah, start listening. Yeah, Peter, be writing down these names. Yeah, be listening. Yeah, my name is Insukubu. Yes, number two, my name is Urefata. Number three, my name is what? Do we have any strange surname here? Yeah. You know, there's a guy in my school. His surname is Eshu Fidit. And the meaning in English is Satan put his nash beside my it is strange. A shupidity. You see, equal quality. Now it's good, right? And it's, you know,
Not strange stuff. So, say I don't need the name of any angel or demon for them to obey me. Again, say I don't need their names to command their obedience. Please write that down. I beg you, write that down. You don't need the name of anybody. Don't focus on angelology. Focus on your Christology. They are to obey you. You are not to be telling them that, guys, do you know today my angels have increased by one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebrate God with me. One more angel. You want to get to that level? Well, so another cake into my life. Hallelujah. Make it that red velvet flavor. And I shall add you one more angel. Just like the guy that took good at. You didn't come to church yesterday. Don't worry, I will kill your angel. And I would say, oh, sir, Pastor, sorry, don't kill my angel. No, a believer is only a believer. I will kill your angel. The other one is crying. Don't kill my angel. If I tell you then, that one, 2 years ago, she will believe. No, 2 years ago, she will believe. You will believe. Hallelujah. So I would just say,
Pastor, please, now. I only have 2 angels.
He will kill one. The other one will verse. So let's keep reading. Verse 6. Or verse 5 now. Verse 5. So for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joining and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Joining and beholding the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Tell your neighbor, say your steadfastness matters a lot to us here. It matters a lot. A lot. A lot. See, some things that we do in this place is deliberate. Once we saw that we do service almost every day, yet we don't collect offering log gifts every day. It's because we don't need money. Ask the minister, we need more than money, we need the whole bank. But we are trying to tell you that what we are looking for from you is that steadfastness. It must be resounding your brain every day. This man wants me to grow. I'm praying to God that one day I will start appearing in your dreams with 2 kings, one on the left, one on the right. You score less than 15 years and peace. Yippa! And you will say, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Say, no, I am here in the name of the same Jesus. Bam! Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Verse 6. Oh, glory. And I have please help me read verses to somebody. Yes, verse 6. Want to go? Yes, sirs. Again, read again. Yes. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught. Can you see that word? As you have been taught. How? As you have been taught. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught. So there must be so much of Christ in your consciousness, which will make you to ignore the lures of the devil. There must be so much of Christ in your consciousness. So much. So much. We overcome the tricks of Satan by staying Christ-minded. We overcome the tricks of Satan more by staying Christ-minded. More than your prayer, more than your fasting, more than your diet, more than anything. The primary way to overcome the tricks of Satan is by staying what? Christ-minded. Christology. Don't, at least, just get that. That's what I'm trying to narrow down to today. Because once Satan knows that, once you have any awful dream, or somebody is pursuing you, you start fidgeting. You start fasting. They don't go tired. They will keep supplying you with fresh ones every day. And that will be enough to distract you from steadfastness. Stay Christ-minded. Stay off condemnation. Stay off accusations. Okay, but verse 8 now. Stay Christ-minded. Stay off condemnation. Stay off accusation. Verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through what? Philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
Verse 9, want to go? For in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead, our bodily. Hallelujah. And verse 10, shout it, want to go? Yes. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities. Say, I'm complete. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Say, I'm strong on this Christology. Say, I exist complete. See, John 1, verse 16. You are complete. You are complete. John 1, 16. And of his fullness. Hallelujah. Of his fullness. The believer is complete. John 1, 16. And of his fullness have we all received. And grace for grace. Say, I drink from fullness. Say, I drink from fullness. Say, I've received from fullness. Nothing is missing here. Verse, go to Galatians 3, 25. You are just complete. You are complete. You need nothing extra to complete you. You are not the missing rib of any man. And a man here, you don't have a missing rib. You are complete. No, though. Galatians 3, 25. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. This exists in the mind of man, actually. 26, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, faith in Christ is a big deal. 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither what? Male and female. You are all the son of God. Amen. Please say, I'm a son. Forget your gender. You are a son. Glory, glory, glory. Anything that says you just say, yeah, no, he's a female. She can't be talk to me. Are you I? Amen. Try and get me. That thing is still in the middle. Plenty men. How can a woman lay hands on me? Hey, woman, you will go to hell, you see now. You go to hell, Allah. You go to hell. Sorry, don't take it that literally. But you're supposed to go to hell, actually. Neither male or female. Female are the way they are, not their fault. It's just order. Let me not go back to Genesis. Just order. Just so that everyone will not be. Imagine all of us are male in the world. You know what I could take? Just war, fight. So the women are there to just cool down the tension, Abby. Sailor. Okay, so there is neither Jew nor Greek. Please look at your Bible, verse 28. Look at your Bible. There is neither bond nor free, neither male nor female. For you are all what? One in Christ Jesus. Verse 29. And if you be Christ, then you are what? Hallelujah. You know, some people don't change their name from Yesham. You know, have you seen those guys that don't change their name to something that resembles a Jewish name? Okay. Like those guys, that your prophet in Lauren. You know, Yesham. Now, you're open now, you change your name to Opesham. You must just do something to resemble a Jew. Sham. Say, without Shammy, I am complete. You are Abraham's seed. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. So that thing that they are proud of, like, hey, we are the Abraham's seed. No, you do. By faith in Christ, we are there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yes, according to the promise. So there is, write this down, there is no depth in God beyond my faith life. No depth in God beyond my faith life. No other depth in God beyond this faith life. There is no other depth in God beyond this faith life. There is no other depth in God beyond this faith life. 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him. Sorry, I have to wait for you. The consequence of that is that this time is just going. I don't like it. 1 Corinthians 1:30. No other depth in God. No other. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, what? Wisdom for us, right? Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. According as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Yeah, me, my father is a pastor. You are shut up. Me, I'm coming from the Christian home. Shut up. Glory in faith. Simple. You say, I have a good upbringing. Shut up. Glory in your faith in Christ is enough. No, I'm this way because my mother is a nurse. Relax. Faith in Christ. Enough. Amen, amen. Say, we glory in Christ. Nothing in the flesh. Nothing in the flesh, rather. Thank you. So you are well made. You are well endowed. You are well made. You are well made. So the knowledge of who you are is your greatest defense and offense against demonic activities. The knowledge of who you are is your greatest defense and offense against demonic activities. Aya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Colossians 3 now. Back to verse 10. That's your greatest defense and offense. Who? No. Stovandari, Stegevide. And I'll put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, wherein there is neither Jew nor Greek, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, born nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Hallelujah. Say, I'm complete, sir. So, we are complete, we are total, we are final. All that needs to be done is done. You don't need more power, amen? You don't need more anointing, no. Your status in God cannot be improved upon. You don't need more power. Let the power of the Lord come down, Latibo. From where? From where? Say, anointing, balemi. Ow! You are complete. Say, I'm complete. No, that's a powerful song. I don't need to go to Jerusalem. Help me now. You're like dead there. Hallelujah. My name is Abraham. I'm a JP. Oh God, JP. Jerusalem, freaking me. You are Cana. Cana, Allah. Cana. My name is Pastor Akin, PhD. Pastor John. Prof, right? Pastor Tola. BSc. Pastor Moba, school sat. Father Abraham. Abraham, what are you? You are just glorying things. What do you need that thing for in church? So that when you see you say, hey, see that brother? He's a PhD holder. Wow. What of Father Abraham? Didn't go to school. So by the time Father Abraham is around, he didn't go to school. That bright man that he went to all the school, the prof is there. And she's coming for laying of hands. Where would she go? So is she receiving from Christ or she is receiving from PhD? So that's what we are doing to ourselves when we are praying. My pastor is PhD. I did not see the grammar. The grammar. Instead of you just saying, in the name of Jesus, go out. You know, and instead of you to cast a demon, the demon will not be saying, wow. And I love your accent. Good accent doesn't cast out demon. It's the authority. Amen.
Amen.
Authority, it's not good accent. Yoruba accent. Konkwan. Ogidi. Say Ogidi. Ogidi. Sorry, I'm not trying to solidify our position in illiteracy. We are just saying God is helping us. Amen, amen. Say, I don't need more anointing. Say it to. Talk. I beg you, talk. Say, I don't need more anointing. Say, my status in God cannot be improved upon. I am a son. I can't outgrow that. If you think you can outgrow that, what will you become after your son? Tell me. Come, you're an heir. Then you now become what? A G. All those things you're looking for, realms. Hallelujah. Say, when I stand before the sick, when I stand before the oppressed, I stand as the greatest authority in heaven and earth. I am the Son of God. Again, say, when I stand before the sick, when I stand before the oppressed, I stand as the greatest authority in heaven and earth. I am a Son of God. Again, when I stand before the sick, when I stand before the oppressed, holy sorry, I stand as the greatest authority in heaven and earth. Glory! Mm. Oh, 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 oh. Say that's who I am. I am born ready. I am done. When you say a food is done, OTG, not say I'm done. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Say, I don't have to feel powerful. I don't have to feel fire. I am just done. Say, I'm not in the process. Oh. I woke up done. Done. In John 2, when they are looking for wine, they say, fetch the water. Oh, go and cut some gegemu fruits. Oh, ferment it in the water. Oh, they just say, go and serve that water. It is done. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes. No process. 7 steps to become a powerful. Hey, I'm done. I'm done. I'm ready. Amen, amen, amen. Who is it that believed the report of God? Such a man is done. That's it. Your faith in Christ just makes you done. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. When you be born, you say, okay, what of the wine? Sir, wait, the wine is coming. Oh, say, I'm not coming soon. I am done. Jesus, the gegemu is too much. No, gegemu. Okay, he's sorry. You can meet Father Abraham after service. He will tell you the meaning. Oh, glory. Verse 12. Oh, God. Say, I'm done, sir. Say, no process, no potters, no string doors. I'm done. Oh, glory, glory, glory. So you are greater than all that. When you are seeing people that are saying, come and step into the glory of God. Come and take to this step and enter the glory of God. What are you after? We are sons of God. That is enough. Don't look for deep things. Just keep explaining these things over and over again. And it will dawn on their consciousness. Peter just told Jesus, say, if you are Jesus, if you tell me to come, say, come. Jesus just said, okay, wait, Peter, wait. Oh, see, hear my word. Now Peter is coming. Thou shalt not harm him. Do you hear me very well? Please, I don't hear. Do you hear me? Okay, I hear. Peter, take one step up. Wait, Peter, wait. See, do you still remember? What? He said, hey, come. Say, it's done. No. Say, before God, no. Done. No. He doesn't deal in process. That's the point. It's only your pastor that deals in process. It's not God. Amen. Even this is what I'm doing. Don't allow it to discourage you. Sela. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Say, my God is not a process man. He's a done man. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now you meet a sinner today and you preach to him, and that same day, God justified him. He make him righteous. He forgave him. He gave him the Holy Ghost. He's done. He's done now. Abba. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, that's our God. He does it like that. We don't have a choice. That's the point. We don't have a choice. That is sovereignty. How God does this thing is sovereignty. If you like, receive. Like, he does it once and for all. The vilest offender who truly believe a moment, eternal pardon receive. Simple. That's God. Done. You do want to be born again? Wait. Firstly, you will confess your sin. Secondly, you will repent from them. Thirdly, you do restitution. Fourthly, you promise God you now do it again. Fourthly, you now come for your prophet prayer. Then I will now pray for you. Then I will ask God if he has forgiven you. Then you now become a covenant partner with the GO. But the guy is done with everything. You start that process again. No, that's not God. Thank you. Colossians 2 now. Verse 12. What needs to be done for you has been done in Christ. We woke up complete. Again, what needs to be done has been done in Christ.
So the man that passed through a process is Christ. You woke up done. That process you ought to go through for power, the process you ought to go through for righteousness, the process you ought to go through for justification, Christ went through the process. You woke up complete. Where? In him. You get that, sirs? We woke up complete in him. Okay, verse 12. Verse 12. Glory, glory. Buried with him. You see those words, past tense. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. See that those words, done. Past tense. 13. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your faith, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. See, forgiveness. Done. How many trespasses? How many? Say all. Say all. Say past, present, and future. That's the point. Done. Done. Not every day, every scenario, every second thing, every time you commit sin. No, no. Verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting, I will explain this, of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Now, if you think that the blotting out is today, when did he do it? And he was two kids out of the way, nailing it to where? So where is the cross? Say done. The cross, you see our cross today? So that continuous thing is not like it's what he's still doing today. No, 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 no. He's saying that was what was done for you on the cross. Hallelujah. So what happened is the blotting was done once on the cross, but what was done once we announce daily. Write that down. What was done for us once, we announce it daily. I announce it daily. He forgave me once, but I announce my forgiveness daily. When you preach the gospel, you are announcing your forgiveness. When you preach the gospel, you are announcing your righteousness. When you preach the gospel, you are announcing that you are the Son of God, that you've got the power of God. That's what you are announcing. How do I announce my forgiveness? I preach the gospel. So we are not saying it for it to be done. We are saying it because it's done. Verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them how? Openly, triumphing over them in it. Oh, glory, glory, glory. That's what he said next Sunday. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses. You'll be a record. You will not be hidden. You'll be a record. When you appear, they don't stand. Hallelujah. So when I appear, demons don't stand. John 20, 21. He told them in verse 23, he said, whosoever sins you remiss, they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. It's just telling you that the believer is God's authority on the earth. That's John 20, 23. The believer is God's authority on the earth. Matthew 28, 18. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. But go ye therefore. Now that's strange. If you are the only one with the power, then he's going to go. So why is he saying all power is with me, but you go? That means the power with me is now yours. It's now yours. Say it's mine. That is why we say all power is with me, you go. It's because of that statement that he said in verse 20. Lo, I am with you what? Always. Hallelujah. Do you understand right now?
Am I too fast? Come help me now.
No, see now, he's saying 18, all power is given unto me. But you say, 19, say you go. Why should I go since you are done with power? 20 now say what? Because I am with you how long? Always. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Say, I carry God everywhere. Come back to Colossians 2 now. You have the authority of God. You are a son of God. Christ is always with you by the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Colossians 2, 16. See, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink. Okay, please, right. Let's finish this in 10 minutes, please. Help me, just spare me 10 minutes. Let's finish. Please, help me. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the what? Sabbath days. I didn't know if those guys have this one in their Bible. I didn't know their issue. Don't you have the Bible? It's not complete. Or has it been removed like the wickedness Bible? And you say, Saturday is the right day to worship, but not Sunday. Who cares? go to Saudi Arabia, you go to church on Friday. As if you have a church.
What is the difference between, this is the point, this is the issue. What is the difference between Sunday service and this service? Feel free, answer. What is the difference? Somebody said two messages. What is the difference? Feel free now. What is the difference? Reverence. Thank you, sir. That's all. Reverence. That means we just revere the Sunday. Put on today. That's why, you know, that's all. Nothing. Nothing. There is nothing. There is no more God on Sunday than today. Amen. You can as well have your Sunday service on Tuesday. It's nothing. So don't attach. Don't be attached. I didn't know how to put it. Don't be attached. Of course, come on Sunday. I don't say that. But you just see how men generally just treat Sunday. Oh, so it's Sunday. Ah. Hey, let no man judge you. So the day you meet any Sabbatarian, say, you are going to church on the wrong day. Say, God, say, come. Because of people like you. Paul already wrote it. Come and read. Say, nobody should judge me the day I worship God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, again, that means, listen to me. We can actually celebrate anything. Is it right to do Christmas? Why not? What is your issue? But you cannot be condemned by anything. Hallelujah. You can celebrate anything. You can see a new moon, a good moon. Say, wow, glory, awesome, nice moon. But if the moon now turn red, you know, it means the gods are angry. You are the God. You are the God. Come on, relax. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Again, that means you can celebrate. You can celebrate your birthday. It's okay. You can celebrate your burial. You cannot do your own burial. You can say anything. You can celebrate what you like, but you cannot be condemned by things. That means what you choose to celebrate, it is your. Paul actually described that in 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, that it is the sin to the man that eats with offense, right? He said, I'll bring that for you tomorrow. Say that the days, one man exceem every day alike. Say to the Lord, he does it. And the other man does not exceem every day alike. It's okay. So that means you are free to appreciate. Say, wow, it's like, you see, 10, 10, 10. Glory! But now say it's only that day that one blessing can come. Calm down now. Relax. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I'm not superstitious. Say, I'm not superstitious. Say, I'm blessed by creation, but never condemned by creation. Say, I'm never condemned by creation. Say, nothing created is sufficient to condemn the reason for creation. I am the reason for creation. I am the new creation. Glory! Yeah, that's the point. Nothing created can condemn the reason for creation. And the new creation, which is the believer, is the reason for creation. Write that down. Don't get tired. Write that down. Nothing created can condemn the reason for creation. And the new creation, which is the believer, is the reason for creation. Hallelujah. You are the reason for the entire creation of God. You are the man in Christ. Dreams don't move you. Superstitions cannot get to you. Verse 17 now. Christians 2:17. Oh, glory, glory. Which are a shadow of things to come. But the bodies of Christ. The bodies of Christ. So you see Sabbath day, this white clothes, suit, white collar, everything. Hey, relax. Those things should not make you, they shouldn't make you more powerful. The man in Christ. You are complete. You are ministry ready. Hallelujah. You are ministry ready. Verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels. I'm concluding already. In worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, barely what? Puffed up by his fleshly mind. Worshipping of angels. That was prominent under the law. Worshipping of angels. Don't dwell too much on angelology. Don't dwell too much. Too much. We are told that angels are for us. Dwell on your sonship and angels will do their job. Please write that down. Dwell on your sonship and angels will do their job. Dwell on your sonship, and angels will do their job. Don't focus on angels and neglect your sonship. Dwell on your sonship, and angels will do their job. They will be there. Don't worry, they respect Christ. They minister for you because of Christ. It's not about chanting their names. See, it is only to help weak minds that we tell them that the angels of God are here. Are you with me? In an Holy Ghost meeting, it's only to help, please ministers, listen to this. It's to help weak minds. That means you can still do it. Are you with me? Are you with me? That means you can still do it. But do you know, if I face Israel right now, I say, Israel, come on, come here, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Do I need to kajua with Israel? Come on, right now, in your left hand, there's an angel. Left hand, the one is holding your right head. Do I need that? No. Because you have learned to value the believer as the powers of God, as the authority of God. Do you get me? Because you have learned that when we gather, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Remember our 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and the manifestation of the Spirit, right? We give one to another, right? We give. That giving is you, is believer. The manifestation of the Spirit, the believer can give one to another. That means I am not focusing on how things are around. I focus on the believer. Are you with me? Are you with me? To be blessed in the service, you focus on the believer. Somebody is singing. You want to be blessed in that song? You focus on our instructions. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. You lift it up. Sing with me. You sing along. It's carnality to wait on. Yes, right now, the atmosphere is charged. Angels are around you. You are not spiritual. The spiritual man focus on where the power of God is coming from the believer. Hallelujah. From the word of the believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, when Peter got to beautiful gate, what did he say? Look at us. Right? They say, come on, look. You need to say, look for angels. He said, look at us. Expect to receive from men. Write this down. Angels aid the manifestation of the Spirit, but it flows from one to one. Angels, they are to aid the manifestation. You know, as we are speaking right now, they are here. They are with us. Yeah. They are here. They are with us. Powerfully. Why? Because we are powerful. And we know what we have. Glory, glory, glory. Are you with me? So, angels aid the manifestation of the Spirit, but it flows from one to one. That's why Peter said, look at us. Expect to receive from men. Don't let humanity fool you. You say, that man, he's in fact, he has body odor. Uh-huh. Is that what you are? You high? So, I beg you, that be blessed. Praise God. That girl is not even fine. Is that what you want to shop? Hallelujah. Praise God. Sorry, focus on the right things. See, I'm not fooled by the human body. God is yet in that body. You don't believe that. God is yet in that body. That's the point. God is yet there. Hallelujah. God will bless you through that body. God will heal you through that body. God will, he will impart you. He will set your way straight through that body. Through the human body. That person. That humanity. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Amen, amen. So, don't be superstitious. Yes, yes, yes. Don't take your attention from the new creation to creations. No. When attention is taken from the creation to the created, you start to lose your dignity. Write this down. When the attention is taken from creation to the created, when the attention is taken from the creation to the created, you start to lose your dignity. When you're now focusing on anointing oil, you see anointing oil under your bed, go and use it to fry the dough. Go and use it to fry something. You are more powerful. You have the power of God, of course, as authority. When you speak, you dispense the dynamics of God. It's power. Small sense, are you writing? Amen, amen. So the believers, so with what I've said right now, the believer that I see entering portal, he has lost it. Satan has raped his mind. That's the point. You can see entering portal.
with all your makeup. You are saying Henry Potter. Ah. It's true. Let me make it worse than that.
Hallelujah. Emoji, help us with it. Believer that is here entering Potter. Oh.
So when you focus more on things, on servants, on experiences, any slight vision you have fidgety.
That is Satan. Satan has messed up with your mind. That's the point.
Same in Christ theology. He is king here. So don't be too quick to believe negativities. Mm-mm. Let your in Christ theology rule over everything. You are in Christ theology. There is no 3 months or maybe every 6 months or something. That somebody will not see a vision for me and say that I will die. I've been saying it for over like minimum of 8 years right now. Yeah. Some of the old prophets I have in those my MFM days, they will say, I'm seeing death, so I think what I was there. I don't tell my wife. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Allah must take a vata bas, take a vata bas. I take a visa, gavili, razival, and an ezo, vanima, zuman, and must take a vedash. Ah, bracha, malamastian. Allah manis, togo, balamazundo, shatter. Katidas, sovalasta, balamanes.
Now, you have some tradition there that everything they see is just evil. Evil. Ah, hikumbelo de samiye, baba sab. And funny enough, when you have so much of evil imagination, you are watching Evil Dead, Igodo, you are watching Isaka, you are watching Burial Night, Diamond Ring, Blood Diamond, Last Burial, That is actually the most terrible film that existed in history. Are you talking to your camera? When you're watching all those, and you now start seeing evil, now be thinking that relax. Let your in Christ theology, let it rule. Let your in Christ theology, let it rule your mind. That means let your Christology rule your mind. Stay unshaken in your Christ mindedness. Stay unshaken in your Christ mindset. Stay unshaken. Let the winds come. Say, I stand justified. I stand Christ minded. Hallelujah. If I have a vision right now that all of you back still dead, I'll just come to you and shout, glory! Oh! We stand strong and perfect. No shaking. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Of course, we learn from things. We take steps, but we don't change our perception. Get me, oh? I'm not saying you just throw away every vision. No, that means you can just see something. You can just change your ways, change things, just make things better. But you cannot be condemned by them. You cannot be condemned by things. Hallelujah. Ruth, are you with me? You cannot be condemned. No doors here the Lord can condemn you. Because you are the reason for prophecy. And prophecy has been fulfilled in Christ's resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. The prophecy has been fulfilled. Therefore, no prophecy can condemn the reason for prophecy. Say, I'm the reason. I'm talking about the new creation. You are the reason. I am a tassa. Oh, glory, glory. You are the reason. You are the reason. Don't see a dream and you are shaking. You are in the dream. Wake up, drink water. Hallelujah. Nothing. It means something. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Nothing. They are kidnapping everybody. Not you. Hallelujah. As you are sensing the negative atmosphere, say glory to God. The Lord will save somebody in this bus. Hallelujah. Ah! You have seen that you strayed away. You have strayed to that wrong home. You are already there. Instantly, don't think about Don't think about the wrong thing that you did that got you there. Just change it for them. Shake it for them. Glory. In this just say, ah, Lord, in this place, I will get everybody filled with the Holy Ghost. There are times to be crazy like that. Crazy like that for God. Crazy like that. Ah. Amen, amen. Hanya Mastaka. Hakatite. Abrilasti. Abriste. Nothing created can condemn the reason for creation. Nothing created can condemn the reason for creation. Nothing. Nothing. Come on, pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Come on, pray in tongues. Nothing created can condemn the reason for creation. I stand complete. I stand perfect. Nothing missing. Nothing broken.